And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Are you a prophet, apostle, evangelist, teacher, shepherd? Which one are you? Do you know your gift? You should do, because that helps us to live a more fulfilling life, knowing the gifts that God's given us for his glory, to bring his kingdom here on earth. Most people aren't just the one, they are two, or they could be one and a half. Sometimes you haven't got these gifts for the whole life. Some of them might be seasonal. I'm an evangelist teacher. But this passage that is written to the Ephesians, we can kind of make it individualistic. We can kind of think, well, I'm an evangelist. Well, what it's saying here is that we are all given these gifts, but to reach that maturity in Christ and to be one, we need to learn off each other and to teach each other. You know, I am not a great pastor. It's got shepherd here naturally. Well, I know I'm not great, because I see my wife, that is her gifting, how naturally she shepherds people, she cares for people, she's got this pastor's heart. But I learn off her. I learn off her to make myself better, that I know when I need to listen, I know when I need to be quiet, I know when I need to speak, I know what to say in certain situations. Now, I had to learn that off her, because she's got that gifting. If we want to be built up into the maturity of Christ, we need to learn off each other, and then we all attain in the unity of Christ the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. See, Jesus had all these gifts. Jesus was God and had all these gifts. We are made in the image of God. So we can see in the Gospels, Jesus using each of these gifts at a different time. Now, it's not a bad thing that we can't have all these gifts, because we are the body of Christ. And the body of Christ have many different personalities and many different gifts. And it's about working together. That's why we build each other up into the unity of Christ. But we don't make this an individualistic mission. I'm the evangelist, I'm going to go out. No, because sometimes you need to be a teacher. Sometimes you need to be a shepherd. You see, but when you go, well, I've got this situation coming up, who can I go speak to? Who can I gain the knowledge from their gifting to help me? Now, I'm not going to say I'm ever going to be the best pastor in the world, but I have enough knowledge that I've attained from my wife to help me to be much better, to comfort people in situations that are very difficult for some. And I can use the right words, but also learn when to listen. So let's understand, you need to find out your gift or giftings, which is great. But then the ones that you don't have, go and find people in your church and help to equip yourself in those areas where you are lacking in those giftings, so you can be built up and the body of Christ can be built up. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you give us different giftings, and we pray that we use them out in the world for your glory, to bring your kingdom here, to preach your gospel through those giftings and those times and places that we are in. And Lord, where we know that we are lacking in a certain gifting, help us to go find our brothers and sisters in Christ in our churches, to speak to them, to help them, to equip us with knowledge and practices that will help us to serve you better. Amen.